God's good. You know, I was looking forward to hearing Brother Andre tonight. He was talking about the good things that God has done in 2025 and the sermons that were preached and the things that were taught. Yes. But man, I was looking forward to hearing the year-end summary and of the blessings of God on our church. Mm. Oh, then he hurt himself and so he called me and I got some notes ready. Wrote out my scripture sheet. I didn't give it to you. And then Jasmine changed my mind. Praise the Lord. So this is sermon C. Praise the Lord. You know, at any given time, after you've been doing this for a little while, and you come to church, and there's two or three or four in the hopper just waiting to let loose on you. Just waiting to let her go. Amen. It's a good thing. I mean, I'm not complaining, mind you. In fact, I'm having the time of my life. I think that is absolutely wonderful. And I am privileged to be able to speak the word of the Lord. Amen. It is such a great honor. Amen. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. And 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. Just two verses, and I'll let you be seated. Mark 16, 16. He that believeth, excuse me, and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God. Amen. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. My topic, water baptism, if you haven't guessed it already. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love you. I thank you. Lord, we pray your blessing and help, Lord, upon us. Help us, Lord, to serve you, to know you, to hear your word, Lord, even on this so significant of a topic. Lord, I pray that we would each know it, Lord, not just for ourselves, but, Lord, that we would know it enough to share with someone else. Lord, that we would know it enough, Lord, that your word would speak it to us even so clearly that we would comprehend and know, Lord, your will. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Water baptism. If you look up baptism or baptizo in the Greek, the word's meaning is to dip, immerse, to bury. Amen. So, we don't sprinkle, you know, we don't, other forms of baptism just wouldn't do. And it's not just my opinion, I have my opinion, and it's strongly based upon the Word of God. The examples in Scripture tell us about water baptism. In fact, the scriptures tell us that we must be baptized. Yes. Some people would ask, well, why do I have to be baptized? What does that activity or that action or that function, what would it do for you? Well, scripture gives us the answer to that question. Why must we be baptized? John chapter 3, beginning at verse number 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus spoke to Nicodemus and told him that he must be born again. Yes. I'm purposely saying that slowly for emphasis. He was telling him of an absolute requirement. It wasn't somebody's opinion. It wasn't somebody's good idea. He wouldn't just be better for you, although it is better for you. It is a must. When Nicodemus asked, How could it be? How, you know, sometimes people don't understand. Well, what do you get baptized for, and how do you get baptized? And, you know, they don't have a clear understanding of what it is, what it does. When Jesus told him that he must be born of the water and the Spirit, notice that Jesus, he said he must. Acts chapter 2 kind of emphasizes this. Verse 37 and again 38, the verse right behind me. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? They were just hearing the sermon, the preaching that convicted their hearts, that convinced them that I should be saved. And, well, how do I do that? You know, it's a very honest question. How do I do that? Well, here it is, the answer to that question. Verse 38, Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. I'm so thankful. You know, sometimes scriptures don't give us a whole lot of details, a whole lot of background. Well, this verse has enough detail to tell us what we're supposed to do, how we're supposed to do it, and why. Amen. Where you're supposed to do it, repent, turn from your sin, turn to God. Tells us how to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Then it tells us what it does when we're baptized. It's the remission, for the remission of sins. And it goes on to give us that promise, and ye shall. Not maybe, might, sometimes, or a few of them. I'm telling you, God wants every single person to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. It is God's, and I say it clearly, without stuttering, without being any, you know, fogginess in my mind. Clearly, scriptures tell us God wants you to have the Holy Ghost. Amen. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The next verse goes on to say, it's the promise unto you and to your children and to them that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. It's a promise from God forever. All mankind, all people of all ages have this promise until the fulfillment of God's plan of catching His church away. Amen. This is God's plan. Peter answered the question, Men and brethren, what shall we do with these words? This verse of Scripture is the answer to that question. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus said, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. You know, we can do good, and God has promises for us. It's just as true if we do not good, God has promises for us. You don't want those promises. You don't want the bad side and the wrath and the disfavor of God. I'm telling you, you don't want that. I'm telling you, you want the good side of God. Amen. Now, since we know that the Scriptures teach that we must be baptized, we've just pointed that out. How must we be baptized? Scriptural mode for water baptism is by immersion. The very word baptizo or baptism means dip, immerse, bury. Acts chapter 8, verse 36 to 38. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Amen. When, you know, I've heard of people making candidates, let's call them that, candidates for baptism, you know, go through a catechism. Or you got to finish the classes, or you got to be counseled by the pastor, or you, whatever this or that. We could put all kinds of restrictions on it, or we could put all kinds of. You have to do this first, and you have to make an appointment. Man, I've come to the church when there was no church. The church was closed. We opened the church because somebody called and said they wanted to be baptized. We've opened the church when there was no church to baptize people. Amen. Praise the Lord. I believe when somebody who believes in God and believes God is Jesus Christ, well, then you should be baptized to further your faith and to obey. It's an act of obedience. It's agreeing with, complying with, and doing your part of the action that's called out in the Word of God in order to be saved. Man, I don't want to hinder that. Man, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a help to that. Amen. Verse 38, again, Acts 8, verse 38. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. They went. Notice, he said he went down into the water. Man, he didn't get baptized with a canteen. He got baptized in a body of water. Amen. John chapter 3, verse 23. And John also was baptizing in Anon near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. Amen. So there has to be much water, even in Scripture, that was a requirement. Here's the water, what hinders me? Here's much water. Okay, well, if there's a lot of water, it makes you able to be baptized. Amen. So if you don't have a lot of water, guess what? You can't be baptized. Praise the Lord. We know we must be baptized by Scripture. It tells us we must be baptized. We know baptism is by immersion. are you? In fact, we kind of disregarded the height of the edge of the pool, so we put this little splash guard on there. Because we don't want it to have less water and not immerse you. We want the water to flow over you so that you go all the way under. And today, I picked up the brand new, really pretty white oak splash guard wood. We're making a splash guard out of the white oak like this is made out of. So it's going to blend in and be pretty here pretty soon. We're working on that. But I got the raw materials today, or a big part of it. We're still waiting on some coating, some marine waterproofing stuff we're using on the inside. But praise the Lord, we have much water. Yes. Praise the Lord. And we got much water. We want it to be deep enough for you to go all the way under. Amen. Why must we be baptized? Very simple, very straightforward, very honest question. A question that really deserves a clear answer. Scripture gives us a clear answer. Scripture shows us why we are to be baptized. Baptism is for the remission of sins. It's right there in that verse. Hangs on our wall. Let's read Mark chapter 1, verse 4. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Praise the Lord. So John was baptizing people. Jesus said in Luke chapter 24, verse 47, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. That repentance and remission of sins. Amen. It tells us why we're getting baptized. It's so that we may have the payment for our sins applied to our life, for the remission. That's what remission is. It's making the payment. Amen. We are forgiven when we repent. But our sins are remitted. They are washed away at water baptism. That's a pretty good why, don't you think? I think it is. In fact, I know it is. It's scriptural. Praise the Lord. Baptism, reason number two, baptism is for the washing away of sins. In Acts chapter 22, Paul was commanded by Ananias and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 11. And such were some of you. 1 Corinthians, 6:11. Did I say something else? Okay. Okay, it's 1 Corinthians. And such were some of you, but ye are washed. This is important now. I'm going to get to it in just a minute. But ye are sanctified. But ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. You know, the devil wants to lie to you. The devil wants to keep you in sin. The devil wants you to think that you are always going to be like you have always been. It's not true. And it's not just a chain breaker app, bro. I like it, but That's why the app is good, because the Word is good. Because the Word is true. You know, it will help you to know that Scripture is already true. Now it's up to us to believe it or not. It's up to us to receive it or not. Amen. Scripture is true. So when a person is repentant, they're turning from sin, they're turning to God, they want to live a godly life, they want to do the right thing, they choose to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, guess what? The Word always applies and is true. That means when the devil lies to you on the way home from getting baptized, I mean, you're not even going to get to your pillow on the same night before the devil tries to lie to you. The devil's going to want to keep you thinking like you used to think. You know, you can put your finger on the page. For the remission, those sins that, Pastor, you don't know what I did. It doesn't matter. You don't even need to tell me. We don't believe in this confession thing around here. No, you can keep it to yourself. Just get it right with God. Repent. Stop doing it, for one. And then get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and the Word of God applies. That sin, from the day you were born until you were baptized in Jesus' name, all that sin is remitted. And get this now, don't let Satan lie to you. Your sin is remitted in the name of Jesus Christ. That means that any sin that you may or will or have or did commit is unavailable as evidence on Judgment Day. That means that all that sin is under the blood. Amen. You get mad with somebody and say something you shouldn't have said, guess what? Repent. Put it under the blood. Amen. Don't continue living in sin. Put it under the blood and let God's remission pay and block out and remit and remove and wash away and do away with that sin. Man, that's just how good water baptism is. Wow. And that's just reason number two. Reason number three. Water baptism is a part of the new birth experience. I'm telling you, God wants to change your life for the better. My life was changed when I made a choice to repent and turn to God. Amen. Your whole life can be changed. Is changed. Is changed. That's a new birth. John chapter 3, verse number 5. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Having this new birth experience is what we refer to as being born again. Repenting, being baptized, being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's a being born again experience. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Titus chapter 3, verse number 5. According to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. I tell you, God wants to make you anew. God wants you to give you new desires and new wants and new admonitions. Amen. Things that you do like are going to change. Things that you want and you desire are going to change. Amen. Because when you put God's kingdom, His plan, His will for your life first, His plan for your life was way better than the carnal plan that was in your life. Amen. It's just so much better living for God. And then we get to the good part, a better part, to be with Him in eternity. Amen. Reason number four. Baptism is a washing and cleansing of our conscience. Let me pause right there for a moment. You know, sometimes psychologists or people who, you got to reach way back and get those old feelings and bring them up again so they can be addressed. You want to know how to address your past? Turn to Jesus Christ and be born again. It will absolutely address your past. Praise the Lord. It's the answer of a good conscience. It's how I can possibly think right thoughts. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh. In other words, it doesn't undo all the bad deeds you did. You know, you still did whatever. They still did them. But the answer of a good conscience toward God. You can know on Judgment Day, God is not going to hold those things to your account. Amen. It's the answer of a good conscience toward God. Because God paid for those sins. It goes on by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ, there is no remission of sins. Our baptism must be in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse number 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works. Get this now. From the carnal things we used to do to serve the living God. Man, we are so much better off. So much better off with a clear and honest conscience toward God. Because we have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Not because I said so. Not because he or she or someone else said so. Because it's in the Word of God. Truly, it is the answer of a good conscience toward God. Reason number five. Baptism is a burial. Yes, it is. Romans chapter 6, verse number 3 and 4. Know ye not That so many of us, as we're baptized unto Jesus Christ, were baptized unto his death. Therefore, ye are buried with him by baptism unto death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. It's God's plan. It's what God intended. God wants to make us right. It's the redemption plan. It's the salvation plan. It's God's plan. Sin is buried. Dead. By the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a burial. We identify with the death and the burial of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with baptism. That's a pretty good reason, my friend. Amen. Colossians chapter 2 and verse number 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith and the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord. Buried with him in baptism. This is how we identify with the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. It's done in a burial, a watery grave, baptism in Jesus' name. Amen. Reason number 6. Baptism is taking upon ourselves. God, lay it on me. Taking on ourselves the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Man, that's a pretty good reason right there, don't you think? I'm answering the reasons why we should be baptized. Because we're putting on Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And from Romans chapter 13, verse 14, a little portion of that. But put ye on the Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Okay, when should we be baptized? Water baptism is not a spiritual elective. Oh, some people choose to and some people don't. It's not optional. I mean, there would be a whole bunch of people in this world that disagree with me. Well, I want to say what the Bible says. In fact, more than that, if I don't tell you this, God will hold me personally, Pastor Greeley, responsible. He will hold your life at my account if I do not tell you. Amen. So it's a very serious requirement. It's not a spiritual elective, as some would have you to believe. Well, I'm telling you now, it's required. It's in the Word of God. It's not elective. It's not selective. It's not for some and not for others. It's for everybody. Everybody. Every one of you needs to be baptized in Jesus' name. Everybody on the whole earth needs to be baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, when was the question here? When should I be baptized? Well, just as soon as you can. Soon as you believe in the name of Jesus Christ and know that He died for your sins, it's time to be baptized. You come to that realization in a single service. You feel the conviction of God. It's time right now to be baptized. God wakes you up in your sleep and you feel convicted and you turn to the Word and you see it in Scripture. You call the pastor. We need to go get baptized. Right now. Amen. Immediately. As soon as you can is the right time to be baptized. As soon as you repent of your sins, you should be baptized. We need to have the name of the Lord Jesus Christ called over you and wash away your sins in baptism. Acts 2:38, the sign behind me, Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized. I'm telling you, he's talking to a crowd that heard him in the streets that just have gathered around and what's going on. I tell you what, they didn't even get it here. They didn't have time for a Bible study. 3,000 people were added into the church that day. They didn't have time to teach 3,000 Bible studies. They didn't have time for 3,000 elements classes. You don't have to wait. As soon as you can, that's the right time. Amen. I know everybody doesn't think that way, but I think that way. The Word of God thinks that way. That's what the apostles did. That's what the Word of God said to do. Amen. The name of Jesus must be used. Must be used in water baptism. Scripture for that, Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Jesus commanded his disciples to be baptized, or to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now, nobody in Scripture, nowhere, ever used that as a formula to baptize. Not one time anywhere in all of the Bible. Not a single instance. You see, they understood the meaning of this direction. Acts 2:38, Peter tells them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, are these verses, are they in contradiction? Do they disagree with one another? No, they are in agreement. Amen. When one is baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, it is a fulfillment of Matthew 28:19. It's doing what it said to do. Amen. The angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph and Mary and said, in Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I'll tell you what, even before he was born, it was foretold. He would save his people from their sins. Jesus said in John 5:43, I am come in my Father's name. Jesus also said in John 14:26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. The right baptismal formula is found in the Word of God. How were the New Testament converts baptized? How did they do it in the Bible? Luke 24, verse 47, Jesus tells his disciples to preach repentance and remission of sins in his name, beginning at Jerusalem. They were commissioned to go do it in the name of Jesus. The fulfillment of Jesus' command in Luke 24:47 is found in Acts 2:38. Peter said unto them, "Repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Let's look at some examples. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. 3,000 people received the word and were baptized. Man, that is an awesome revival, don't you think? I don't know what we'd do with 3,000 people. Man, we'd have to have round the clock. We'd have to have 30 different church services on Sunday morning to fit them all in here. We start at 4 o'clock in the morning and we go to midnight. All day long. Just rotating people in and out. Wow. Acts chapter 2, verse 41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. What an awesome thing happened. Acts chapter 8, verse 12 to 16. At Samaria, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 8, verse 12. And when they believed, Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Then Simon himself believed also. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip and wondered, beholding the miracles and signs which were done. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am so glad the scripture was specific and said how they were baptized. I'm so glad because we can do it just like they did in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 10. Cornelius, his household, his friends, who had just received the Holy Ghost, were commanded by Peter to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Acts chapter 10, beginning at verse 44. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they of the circumcision, the Jews, which believed, were astonished. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. There would be a crowd of people from my younger life that would now be so surprised to know where I am now. Amen. Tell you what, God wants to change your life. Amen. Here, verse 46, for they heard them speak with tongues. That's how they knew they had the Holy Ghost. And magnify God. Amen. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water that they should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them. That's a pretty strong word. And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. Whether if we receive the Holy Ghost first and then get baptized, or if we get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and then receive the Holy Ghost, either way, baptism and the infilling of the Holy Ghost is a part of this single plan. It's not a new plan. It's not a different plan. It's the plan. In closing, believers at Ephesus who had been baptized by John the Baptist were instructed by Paul to be re-baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the formula or the manner or what they said over you when you were baptized really does matter. Acts chapter 19, beginning at verse number 1. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, "Have ye received the Holy Ghost since ye believed?" He knew they were followers. They knew they were disciples. "Have you received the Holy Ghost?" And they said unto him, "We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost." So they didn't even know about it. And he said unto them, "Unto what then were ye baptized?" And they said, "Unto John's baptism." Up until the time of John the Baptist, that was the preparation for the way of the Lord. That was the best you could get at that time. Verse number 4. Then said Paul, "John," he's given an explanation, "John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus." And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. I am so glad the Scripture gives us clarity in examples. You know, you might have been raised a certain way and been religious for a very... Maybe you were raised in a religious home. Maybe you've known about God a long time. You've been praying and seeking God and reading the Word, and you were baptized in some other manner. Well, the Word of God clearly gives us an example of somebody that was baptized in another manner. And they were baptized again, re-baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. For the remission of sins. So Scriptures clearly tell us how to be water baptized. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why don't we stand? Musicians, would you come? Brother Dyke, would you prepare? Sister Jen, would you help and show her where the stuff is? And we'll prepare to have a New Year's Eve baptism. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's worship for just a little while they prepare.